You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
December 14th, 2007,
with our musical guest,
Eastern Suns, and author Kimberly Auerbach.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the pop oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon, it's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. On tap for today's show, we've got a band called Eastern Suns, who our friends at Conscious Choice turned us on to, and they're going to be providing the Pop Oracle fodder, the music for the Pop Oracle. And then later in the show, we'll be joined by author Kimberly Auerbach, talking about her book, The Devil, The Lovers, and Me, My Life in Tarot. Whether you are a first-time listener or one of our die-hard synchronicity surfers, the Pop Oracle is sure to have some surprises in store for you today, so please stay tuned to the Pop Oracle, the Radio 8 Ball Show. But first, give your attention to those wonderfully intrepid businesses whose generous support make this broadcast possible.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
And by Outhouse Productions, celebrating the release of their new music video with Papa Dweeb.
Neil Young stole my dog. Had a concert in the front yard.
For more information on Outhouse Productions and their professional videography services, visit outhouseproductions.com.
Neil Young stole my dog. Now he's singing in the back line.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player, and pressing shuffle function, and interpreting the answers, the songs, like musical tarot cards, the answers to the questions. And we're here with Eastern Suns, a band from Seattle?
Yeah, we're from Seattle.
Southern Oregon.
By way of Southern Oregon, and so I don't know a lot about your music other than that that the folks at Conscious Choice did an event with you, and they love your music, and they said, "Have you guys on? We've been trying to do it for a while." And my belief in the show is that this is a sort of an aesthetic, a totally open aesthetic show. The Pop Oracle is available to speak through any kind of music, the whatever music it is. So you're the first representatives, I was telling you before, of the world of hip-hop here on the Radio 8 Ball Show. So welcome, on behalf of Radio 8 Ball, to the nation of hip-hop. You are its ambassadors.
Right on, man. Thank you very much.
And the way you're going to be performing today is that you have a CD with 8 tracks on it.
Yep.
And then people are going to pick a, you know what, we could, you know, since it's a CD, we don't have shuffle function here, do we? Dang. Well, I have another radio show where we do CDs on shuffle function, but we'll do it the classic way for here. There are 8 songs on the disc. We're going to ask people, ask questions, and then pick a number between 1 and 8. You'll play that. We'll play that song on the disc, and you guys will perform the song.
Very cool, man.
And that'll be the answer. And so, and then later on in the show, we're going to give out information where people can find out more about Eastern Suns. So, this is all. We're all meeting each other here on the air for the first time, and it's a fabulous thing. And my question has to do with the solstice that's coming up, the darkest day of the year. And for me, when I what I do almost every seasonal shift is I go on a 7 to 10 day fast.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of is like it works as a corrective for me, and it's a really grounding thing. And you know, now that I'm doing the show, and you know, I tell other people about it, and they other people join me in doing their own fast or something like that in their life around these seasons. It's very powerful, but it's made me think. Have you guys seen the movie Black Snake Moan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome film, right? I wrote a piece about it in Reality Sandwich, this magazine, online magazine, talking about how, you know, for people who don't know, the film is with Samuel Jackson and Christina Ricci, and it's by the director of Hustle and Flow, and Justin Timberlake's in it, and basically how it got marketed, and it's true that in the film Samuel Jackson chains Christina Ricci to a radiator for her own good, to cure her of her wickedness, mm-hmm. as he says. And I wrote about this piece because I think of it as that Samuel Jackson in this film is sort of like the divine masculine. If you study, I write about new masculinity in this blog, and the archetypal sense, what he's doing is he's, you know, holding space in a really powerful way for the feminine to heal itself and to reclaim its own power. And that could be happening on an archetypal level inside of, I definitely see it happening inside of me. Like, that there's a way that I use my fast the way Samuel Jackson uses the chain, mm-hmm. like, for myself, to chain mm-hmm. myself to the radiator so that, like, when I'm feeling like I want to go a little bit further and get into my own profligate ways or get into the kind of trouble that Christina Ricci gets into in the film for being too hungry or too horny or too whatever... this, you know, the fast is my chain,
right?
And so I want a theme song for my chain.
Cool, man.
That's what I want. I want a theme song for my chain, and let's see, 5, song number 5.
Right on. Eastern Suns.
Yes.
Yo, time is running out. All my people, suit yourself, but I'ma stand up. They strip our freedom and they lock us down in handcuffs. They paint a picture like nobody understands us, but they're the hypocrites when it comes to providing answers. The way that they got all their money was they killed people, trained us to fear the unknown, and called our gods evil. So now we stand on the brink, our climate getting lethal. Message in a bottle,
send it off and hope it reaches you.
Look, I was raised to get praise for the old ways. Principles Lakota, but I'm Choctaw, some will feel me. Pops out the hood, so most these rappers looking awfully silly. Make $1 million, don't get back to their communities. This brother talking about the game ain't gonna change me. Signed the dotted line and then reverted back to slavery. Tend to reflect upon the gifts creator gave me and celebrate my freedom in the world that's going crazy. I come from Ashlandville with family and smoke dimes. Contemplate the future while we reminisce on old times. Then hit the forest for the symphony of Alpine. Sit under a tree and then proceed to write some dope rhymes. Live on a planet where the leaders carry big guns. Sell cocaine to children just to supplement their income. I seek out knowledge to enhance my inner wisdom. Well, Earth is suffering from chronic respiratory
time
symptoms.
Time is running out.
All my people, suit yourself, but I'ma stand up. They strip our freedom and they lock us down in handcuffs. They paint a picture like nobody understands us, but they're the hypocrites when it comes to providing answers. The way that they got all their money was they killed people, trained us to fear the unknown, called our gods evil. So now we stand on the brink, our climate getting lethal. Message in a bottle, send it
it off and hope it reaches you.
I'm inspired by it all, from the bright lights to dim bars. Sit and reflect, trying to renoir my memoirs. And when I start, I don't stop until the pen's parched. Giving those living in prison the strength to bend bars. No time for lies and fakes, I don't
with them.
It's mine.
Stay on my grind like bruxism.
Enough's enough, but you can never have too much wisdom. Hustlers for justice to buck this corrupt system. We making moves and move the world at the same time. Blood, sweat, and tears in the music, you can taste mine. Baseline by Be Smooth, what we use to break spines. Wake minds and free you to see through the great lies. History's shown the best way to make changes. Uprise the masses, show them we're dangerous. So let's go. Just break me and break the freedom. We can't just let them take it.
Time is running out. All my people, suit yourself, but I'ma stand up. They strip our freedom and they lock us down in handcuffs. They paint a picture like nobody understands us, but they're the hypocrites when it comes to providing answers. The way that they got all their money was they killed people, trained us to fear the unknown, called our gods evil. So now we stand on the brink, our climate getting lethal. Message in a bottle, send it off and hope it reaches you. Yeah.
And what was the name of that piece?
That song is called
Time is Running Out.
Yeah.
Time is Running Out.
The radio edit.
That was the, yeah.
the
was
attempted
very,
radio edit. That's
that was
right.
great. You know, I understand. You're trying to soothe the hearts and minds of the FCC on behalf of the people who own the
that's
station.
Exactly, so that's exactly what we're doing.
We appreciate that. But that was the answer to my question. The theme song for My Chain, the thing, you know, which is my fast or whatever, you know, whatever. Yeah, in this case, it's my fast, my solstice fast. So I have a couple of ideas, but did you get anything?
Yeah, yeah, I got something from it. Because when you were talking initially before we did the song, you know, what I thought of was really just kind of that battle between yin and yang and trying to find balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so for me in writing the song, you know, talking about time is running out in terms of, you know, where we are here on the planet, you know, with all the issues that we're focusing on and running out of time in terms of, you know, having to face those before, you know, before we, you know, run, you know, head into some sort of a catastrophe. And I kind of feel the same way in my personal life in terms of just trying to balance out, you know, the energy, because I think, you know, though, you know, that concept is on a grand scale, it really boils down to each of us finding that balance for ourselves. And I know that I'm going through that right now. So that's kind of where, you know,
that's the season.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. There were several things there that jumped out at me. The first line that jumped out at me was hypocrites, actually. You know, I think in some ways hypocrisy gets a bad rap, because anyone who's sort of trying to do something more than they're capable of is a hypocrite in between the point of saying, you know, I'm going to do something and actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that sort of being nice to hypocrisy is part of rooting it out in yourself, because you can't really deal with it if you're just like beaten up on it. And mm-hmm. then you end up taking it out on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the killed people part that I don't know why I even wrote that line, but there was something about that, about it's I've really been taking on the death of the season feel. So there's something about actually the things that are dying, the things that I am killing off that in my own life that are actually feels like a good thing.
Right.
And then giving praise for the old ways definitely jumped out at me. Fasting feels very much like connecting to the spirit of the land, and it connects me in a way that feels older than the garbage culture I was raised on. the signed and reverted back to slavery, sort of seeing how like I have my own struggle with whatever addictions or mm-hmm. things like that.
Absolutely.
Chronic respiratory system. That would get to some of the things I deal with as far as addictions. Trained to fear the unknown. That's definitely a feeling of going into the cave that comes up when every fast is different. And then see through the great lies was the last one, the line that jumped out at me. And I think that's part of that is the reason that I will accept my chain. I'll go through that dark night of the soul to see through those lies, which are my own, which is the way that I'm a hypocrite and might need to address that, that's what this time of year is about. That's why, to me, it's so strange that people put themselves in the situation of trying to like be festive and gather together, when really what our bodies, I think, need is to like get alone and get quiet.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, that's my experience. Anyway, that's a little bit of an example of how the Radio 8 Ball show works. And well played, Eastern Suns. We're going to be they're going to be sticking around for the rest of the show. In just a few minutes, we are going to be joined by author Kimberly Auerbach, the author of The Devil, The Lovers, and Me, My Life in Tarot, and doing some more musical divination here on the Radio 8 Ball show.
Join us at the Capitol Hill Arts Center Lounge for drink specials, free foosball, and happy hour, 6 to 8 p.m. every night of the week. Down the ramp at Capitol Hill Arts Center, 1621 12th Avenue. For events and information, go to www.capitolhillarts.com.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking CDs at random. By picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. We're here with the band Eastern Suns, and on the line from New York City. Imagine that. Skyscrapers and everything. Kimberly Auerbach, the author of The Devil, The Lovers, and Me, My Life in Tarot, a book that I've read 95 pages of. I'm sorry, teacher. I tried my best, but I'm a slow reader. I've been so busy. I have an excuse. My dog ate my paper.
Well, I'm glad it's not that you didn't like it. So
I love it.
Okay, good.
I'm developing a huge crush on you from reading the book. You remind me of all these wonderfully neurotic New York women I went to high school with.
That's hilarious. Well, I think you're at the risk of sounding like a valley girl, the coolest guy ever. I love this show. I think it's awesome. And you guys are great. I love that song, and you guys went really deep. I was getting a kick out of listening to it, so thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, the synchronicity of how you've come to be on the show is that you're friends with someone I went to high school with, actually, a producer, artisan named Chris Roberts, and so he's been a big supporter of the show. So it's nice to give him a shout out, Christopher Roberts.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Yeah,
Who knows what he's doing now, producing films or attending cooking school, but one way or the other, I'm sure he's making...
And he has lots of little girls.
Yes,
so
he does.
I think he's three, yes.
He's talking about his daughters, he's not so, like... lots of little girls could sound bad, but... Anyway,
that could sound bad, sorry. Yeah, he has beautiful daughters.
Yes.
And a lovely wife.
Yes. So now tell us a little bit about The Devil, The Lovers, and Me. What, you know, it's a book about about your life in the tarot. Don't give away the ending, by the way, because I want to read it.
Actually, the ending doesn't have a wrap-up. The premise of the book is that I hate my life. My boyfriend doesn't want to get married. We've been together for a while. I produce breaking news at Fox News Channel. I walk around with deep shame all the time. I hate my life, and I feel like I've taken a wrong turn somewhere. So I go to a tarot card reader thinking that she's going to tell me that my future's bright and everything's going to work out. And instead, each card she pulls reminds me of another story from my life where I learned the lesson or confronted that archetype in my life. And it's really about me projecting my meaning onto the cards, and similar to Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, realizing that I have the answers all along, and that it's about trusting yourself in the moment and breathing and embracing the journey and not holding on to the past as this anchor and not thinking that the future is going to be better, but just being here now. So that's the overall premise, and there are some funny stories, like for the devil card, about how I got crabs from an Argentinian painter.
No, don't give away that part. Oh.
Sorry, that is funny. It's on the jacket cover, so you're not giving anything terrible.
I don't read the jacket covers. Dang.
Okay, sorry. But that doesn't give anything away. It really, it still will make you laugh because it's really funny and embarrassing. So, yeah.
That's great.
So that's the book.
So you're going to ask a question here, and I have an idea. So first things first.
Okay.
What I'm going to do now?
Yeah.
Do you have your question prepared? The question you want to ask?
Yes, I do have my question prepared.
Okay. So before I hear it, I've got your book here, and I'm just going to do a little bit of bibliomancy, which means like randomly picking a piece of the book. Okay.
Oh.
Now ask me your question, and then we're still going to have you pick a number and have an Eastern Sun song, but we're going to get a little divination
wow.
from your own book.
Okay, great. So I'm having the universe hit me on two levels. Great.
So what's your question?
My question is, given the premise of the book and this place that I've come to and learning to be present, and right now I just ended a 5-year relationship and I'm teaching, I kind of don't know what I'm going to do next, and everything feels really, really up in the air. And usually, as you said, I get neurotic and anxious about it, and I'm really just trying to breathe and think of life as an adventure. So my question is, what do I have to learn or know in the moment that helps me own my life mission and be my fullest self in the moment, in the day?
Okay. And so I'm going to read you the little paragraph that's here from your book.
Okay.
You have to make a choice. When I married my husband, he already had 2 kids, and he made it perfectly clear that he did not want more kids. I was fine with that. His were enough for me. But when I turned 40, everything changed. I wanted kids desperately. I craved them. I couldn't shake it. So we talked about it. And again, he made perfectly clear that he did not want more kids. I had a choice to make. I could have left him and found someone else to have children with, but I stayed. And for 2 years, I mourned. It broke my heart, but I don't regret my decision. He is my choice.
Whoa.
Please pick a number. Okay, song number 3 from Eastern Suns.
Song number 3.
Yo. Almost died the night I wrote the song, but now my life keeps floating on, emotionless with no response. I hope to God my hope ain't gone. Just go along like growing on. Life was long, but I was wrong. Rearranged my pace because the winds of change be going strong. Head severely severed when the guillotine levers pull. The same stories forever told, though it's never growing old. The birds of feather flock together when they know the weather's cold. Say it now seems rather bold. That's alright, just grab a hold. Grab a pen and jot this down. A gesture's hat is not a crown. All lives are taught to frown. That's a lie, I got it now. Little laughter calms us down. Sunny skies not around. Moving on, we're onward bound.
Way beyond the common ground.
The time is now, the place is here, and now it's time to face our fears. There's no time to waste a tear, soon we'll be embracing cheer. And people run a race to hear, amazing has the grace to ears. It's just in case the case ain't clear, rapid pace, I'm changing gears.
I educate first, I rock the mic secondly. The recipe to represent effectively, bring it intellectually, relentlessly. Pursue my will and destiny indefinitely, it's the education. I educate first, I rock the mic secondly. The recipe to represent effectively, bring it intellectually, relentlessly. Pursue my will and destiny indefinitely, it's the education. My brother taught me not to burn my bridges. I'ma walk across these ridges, high and west ethereal riches. The pitch is spiritual, for me it ain't religious. The Pope of CIA, I be delegating big business. Can I get a witness? Fabricating truth is sacrilegious. The pitches, my people gonna take this one the distance. 11 years and 4 albums in, trying to win a little justice for my family and friend. Pen in my south paw, planning by the law, totally raw in the ass and Pakistan to Wichita. In 83, Mabari was the plant they saw, but covered up by Princess Di getting killed in that car. I spit plain, the fickle force poorly maintained, and lack the rain to bring the balance again. In other words, I came to bring the pain. High as a plane with marijuana pumping through my veins, go against the grain. I educate first, I rock the mic secondly. The recipe to represent effectively, bring it intellectually, relentlessly. Pursue my will and destiny indefinitely, it's the education. I educate first, I rock the mic secondly. The recipe to represent effectively, bring it intellectually, relentlessly. Pursue my will and destiny indefinitely, it's the education.
Yeah.
Eastern Suns.
Chilling with Andras Jones.
8-Ball Radio.
He's back. Eastern Suns political terrorist raps. Uses leverage for the Patriot Act. Distorting fact. All my people best and mentally strapped. I'm feeling trapped on a planet under attack.
Battle conservatives.
Feeding me preservatives. Essentially, they're nothing short of murderers. Catch them in the office acting courteous. Somebody best to ring the alarm. They try to do my family harm. Heavily gone with the nuclear bomb. Just envision cast a haul into prison. Fulfilling the mission. And spitting darts to the ones who would listen. A message to the ones who will eventually call. Reassurance that the empire is destined to fall, y'all. There ain't nothing in the world coincidental. Perception's a reflection of the mental, baby. I educate first, I rock the mic secondly. The recipe to represent effectively. Bring it intellectually, relentlessly. Pursue my will and destiny indefinitely. It's the education. I educate first, I rock the mic secondly. A recipe to represent effectively. Bring it intellectually, relentlessly. Pursue my will and destiny indefinitely. It's the education.
I educate first, I rock the mic secondly. The recipe to represent effectively. Bring it intellectually, relentlessly. Pursue my will and destiny indefinitely. It's the education.
I educate first, rock the mic secondly. The recipe to represent effectively. Bring it intellectually, relentlessly. Pursue my will and destiny indefinitely.
It's the education.
Eastern Suns.
Nice. And the name of that song?
That song is called Suns Shine.
Suns Shine. S-U-N-Z. Shine?
That's correct.
Suns Shine. And that was the answer to Kimberly Auerbach's question. I sort of took it as, how can I live my life's purpose? But can you tell us the exact wording of how you said that? Because it was very specific.
I don't remember the exact
You're so blown away.
I didn't write it down. Yeah. But something along the lines of, how can I, with my newfound understanding that it's really not about holding on to the past or looking to the future, how can I live my life purpose on a day-to-day basis in the moment? And this song completely answered the question, and I loved it because I've been counseling eighth grade girls and I've been teaching advanced memoir writing, and I love giving people the power of voice, and I'm also a storyteller, so I loved the educate first, rock the mic second, because for me, that was about my life purpose being to help empower other people to have a voice in the world. And then my voice in the world can be second, but what's going to feel really good to me is helping other people do that. And that really resonated.
That's great. What you want to give some insight as the creators of the song?
Sure. Well, one of the things I picked up on, I mean, the first line starts out, I almost died the night I wrote the song. And I mean, that's a true story. I was driving on the freeway doing something and, look up, everybody slammed on their brakes except for me, and last minute skidded off the road, and I immediately wrote the song. I continued driving and wrote the song right then. And I mean, that's kind of speaking to just, you know, any moment, it could be your last. And so, you know, living in the moment, and you know, I've definitely been focusing on that, trying to focus on that lately. I mean, not specifically because of that event, but I mean, it just goes to show you that those things happen, you know, on a daily basis, you know, could be your last. So I've definitely been trying to stay in the moment lately.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you got almost everything out of that I could have got. I'm curious, are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed.
There was this thing. There's something about the pen in your south paw in your left hand. Something. I don't know. I always think it's interesting. You know, when we do the live show, the live Radio 8 Ball show in theaters, when I ask people to spin the wheel, I always ask them to spin the wheel with their left hand. And we were talking about it last night at the show about how the left hand is the more receptive, like the left side is supposedly the more receptive side. It's the side, the side you receive with, and the right hand is the one that you sort of deliver or give with. So it's interesting as a writer to think of receiving from your hand as opposed to, and it's interesting. It's an interesting paradox there that, you know, when you are teaching, you receive something really powerful. I know that almost everything that I love to do, when I can be in the place of helping someone else to do that thing better, I'm receiving so much from being able to be in that relationship. And so there's the way of being a creative person and doing it in a way that is receptive, maybe. might be something.
Yeah, I like that too. I also think it's about just receiving versus trying to make things happen. I work really hard at everything, and I think that there's something beautiful about opening up space and letting things come to you and not trying to control everything, which, I mean, it goes back to what you guys were talking about, the balance between masculine and feminine energy. And if you think of it as yin-yang, that yin is the feminine receptive and yang is like aggressive going and doing. And so I like that too, the idea of letting things come to me in the moment instead of trying to control the moment.
And sometimes I think that the masculine gets labeled as aggressive. I think a better word is penetrative. There's receptive
good.
And penetrative.
It's sexy. Yay. Okay. You're right. Okay. I've been schooled. Thank you.
It's okay. It's just, you know, want to leave a little space for Samuel Jackson to chain that part of ourselves to the radiator without getting clobbered.
Yeah, no, I like that. And I love men. I really didn't mean that to be
negative.
Know. Okay.
I'm just, women have been doing that to me all my life. I just love to get the chance.
Yeah, and also I'm speaking about the masculine energy in me, and that
totally.
Can sometimes be very much like, if I work really hard, then it's going to happen. And I just don't think it works out that way all
right.
the time. So, yeah.
Well, tell us one more time. I want to let people know where they can get this book, The Devils, The Lovers, and Me.
It's... They can get it on Amazon, also on my website, Kimmyland, KIMMILAND.com. There are links where you can get it different places. It's in stores, Borders, and Barnes & Noble. And you can also check out some of my storytelling performances. And I have a vlog that I started doing on CrucialMinutia.com. But you can all find that out on my website, Kimmyland.
And your next book is going to be Andras, the Eastern Suns, and Me, My Life in Radio 8 Ball. Right?
Nice.
How did you know? That's so cool.
I'm intuitive that way.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. We're here with the band Eastern Suns, providing Pop Oracle fodder with our guest, Kimberly Auerbach, the author of The Devil, The Lovers, and Me, My Life in Tarot. And on the line from Seattle, we've got Janelle. Hello, Janelle. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Hello.
So what's your question for the Pop Oracle?
I just bought a house yesterday, closed on one, and I wanted to know if this was a good move for my intention of financial freedom.
Just bought a house. Was it a good move? Okay. Would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 3 or 5?
7.
Song number 7 from Eastern Suns. Please stay on the line. When the song's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, yes.
We are the Eastern Suns. This track's called Natural Flavors off
the label. It'll often say
latest album, Nine Triangles.
Anytime you see a flavor additive, whether it says natural flavor or artificial flavor,
songs about food.
It comes from some big chemical.
Yo, yo. Come on, they say you are what you eat, but it seems nobody asking about what's put in the food, although they love it with a passion. Vending machines in public schools, parents relaxing, I come from the co-op,
in the city of fashion,
where the police cruises, cars, and helicopters when it's season, for plants to stay illegal due to superficial reasons. Claim it's for health and safety, but I think it's treason, potentially could stabilize an economic region. But anyway, most these cats attack Big Macs, wondering why they kiss fat, they wash it down with a six-pack, like the magic pills from TV gonna help lose weight. You can't avoid the consequences of the actions you take. Fast food on every other corner while I'm cruising the streets. 500 bonus points if you could tell me what's in the meat. Diabetes on the incline of children obese. In the beginning there was food, but now the stuff that we eat's a real problem. Fat reserves 98 grams. What's in my food, man? Rampant malnutrition in a prosperous land. So what they putting in my food, man? Come on, I said what's natural about the flavors? The FDA gonna move to regulate us. It's never about a health, it's for the papers. So educate yourself because this government ain't never gonna save us.
Just feed us hamburgers an hour later.
My folks are longer eating whole foods, it's quarters and thirds. Last 6 ingredients are all 30 letter words. And please don't even get me started on the merits of herb. Y'all smoking cigarettes, need to kick that stuff to the curb. Want an honest answer, which one will probably give you cancer? Which one's a life enhancer when you got
cancer?
Staying illegal due to rampant propaganda. Politicians scan.
scandalous. Brainwash the people just to scam us.
Envision hemp oil in the cars being driven. Hemp pasta
for the mics that I spit in.
Hemp paper used for anything written. Big business constantly tripping because the worst competition is the empowered citizen. Thinking critically about the world we're living in. We're paying them dividends. We could do this stuff for ourselves. Almost forgot to mention hemp seed.
Man, good for your health.
That there's nothing more important than one's knowledge itself.
Vapor servings, 98 grams. What's in my food, man? Rapid malnutrition in a prosperous land. So what they putting in my food, man? Come on, I said what's natural about the flavors? The FDA go move to regulate us. It's never about our health, it's for the papers. So educate yourself because this government ain't never gonna save us. This feed is hamburgers and our latest.
Vapor servings,
98 grams. What's in my food, man? Rapid malnutrition in a prosperous land. So what they putting in my food, man?
Come on,
I said what's natural about the flavors? The FDA gon' move to regulate us. It's never about our health, it's for the papers. So educate yourself because this government ain't never gonna save us. Just feed us hamburgers and our latest.
Now we're latest. Yeah.
And what was the name of that song?
The song's called Natural Flavors.
Natural Flavors. And that was the answer to Janelle from Seattle's question. Wondering, well, she just bought a house. Was it the right move for her financial future? Are you with us, Janelle?
I am with you.
So, Janelle, do you want to give us your interpretation of how that song answered your question, or do you want to hear what we think first?
I want to hear what you think.
Okay. How about Eastern Suns?
That's a tricky one. I mean,
I have a pretty clear idea.
Love to hear.
Well, first I want to hear, Kimberly, did you have something that jumped out at you right away from that?
No, let me hear what you guys said.
Okay. Well, basically, it just seems like it was pretty clearly saying you got to read the fine print. I mean, when you say you bought a house, right now buying a house, there's all this stuff with the subprime lending that's killing all these homeowners in terms of like having their houses repossessed. So it's the same kind of, you say you can't trust the government. You know, you can't necessarily trust that the people, that the housing business, that the business that supports housing and land ownership is going to support you. So you have to educate yourself and be really smart about navigating home ownership. At the very least, if I was buying a home during this time when you're hearing all about the subprime lending and all that, that it might be a time when I'd be having anxiety and it would be making me want to like ask the kind of question you're asking. So Janelle, is the song, did you see somehow like the song reflecting your question or your state of mind and asking the question in that way?
A bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now after you've heard my thing,
I guess you can go with that. And also just, you know, a lot of labels, you know, labeling things that sounds good up front, you know, natural mm-hmm. flavors, fat-free, you know, things like that, that, you know, like you said, reading the fine print mm-hmm. aren't necessarily as good as they sound. And later on down the road, they can have adverse effects on you, but they may seemingly be a good idea or a good choice at the time. So,
I mean, buying a house is a lot. I mean, it's a choice. It's a big choice. Like the foods that you decide to put into your body and, you know, making, you know, whatever choices you make and making, you know, and any sort of a commitment is going to have repercussions, you mm-hmm. know, positive or negative, just depending on, your insight at the time and being smart about the actions that you take.
Kimberly, anything you wanted to toss in there?
Well, I would just say the food money connection, I always think when people, go on diets, they can go on financial diets too, like, or what they choose to spend that it's all energy. And so I think that it's kind of connected. And sometimes you can put your money into something that's going to feed you and give you nourishment. And sometimes you can put your money into stuff that makes you feel more superficial. Yeah. And so I think it's about your attitude towards the house. And does that feel like that's fulfilling you and nurturing you and giving you some security that you had wanted? And to maybe look at how you're thinking of the investment. Because again, unless a house, unless you're subletting a house, or if you're renting out a house, then you get passive income. And other than that, it really puts you into debt. But if the value goes up, then you can make money on it. So it just depends. I mean, it's a big commitment, and it may not necessarily give you the financial freedom you want, but it might give you security. So maybe it's about how you're framing the question.
Nice.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Excellent. Yeah, and thanks a lot, and good luck in that. you know, that's a game I'd like to get into at some point as well. So.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
And I think we have another caller on the, or we're dealing with trying to get a little bit to trying to get our caller on the line here. But while we're doing that, I want to just check back in here with Eastern Suns. Can you tell us a little bit where we can find out about more about your music?
Absolutely. You can check us out on the internet, www.easternsuns.com. That's with a Z. So Eastern Suns, SUNZ.com. If you're a MySpace person, you can always find us on MySpace/EasternSuns. And those are probably the two primary.
Yeah, I mean, from there you can find our music anywhere online, iTunes. We've got an online store.
CD Baby.
Actually, and this brings me, Kimberly, you're still here with us,
yeah,
right? So, you know, when I hear about, I use MySpace. I'm old school MySpace. Been using it since back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like, me and Tom go way back.
Since 2004.
Before Rupert Murdoch bought it. And I know you talk about having worked for Fox, and I don't know if that's part of the punchline in the book, but, you know, I'm wondering, I feel a little bit guilty being on MySpace, you know, and supporting them because of, you know, Rupert Murdoch, but you worked right in the belly of the beast.
Yes, I did.
Do they sacrifice babies and stuff?
Sacrifice babies. Actually, it's really not that big of a theme in my book at all, other than kind of a backdrop thing. And I talk about being there on September 11th. But the funny thing about Fox is that so many liberals work there. I mean, I happen to hate news, but there are news junkies, people who love the news, and there are very few good news jobs, and it's a good news job. So you have a lot of Democrats working there, and they just suck it up. My day-to-day experience was that I worked with, you know, this guy next to me who had watched CNN all the time and other people who were really, really left-wing, and I went to Ohio to try to swing the vote in 2004, and I told my boyfriend at the time, I'm like, you are not to tell anyone where I work. I didn't like feeling that split. I don't think anyone likes feeling like who they are as an authentic person is different than who they are in their work. So that was really, really hard and heavy on me. But my day-to-day wasn't awful. Everyone was really nice.
Yeah, that's after they cleared your, they went you through the brain clearing machine.
Exactly, but like Scientology, yeah. And Tom Cruise.
Just thinking of the Haitian guy from The Heroes. We actually have a caller on the line with a question.
Cool.
So let's bring him on there. We have Valerie from Seattle. Valerie, welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Hello.
So our time is short, but what's your question for the Pop Oracle?
My question is, I am here from New York City with the show Striking 12. For the Capitol Hill Arts Center this weekend.
Where we do the Radio 8 Ball show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And my question is, will I be spending more time in the future on the East Coast or the West Coast?
Will you be on the East Coast or the West Coast? Pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3, 5, or 7.
Okay.
So could you pick a number that is neither 3,
I 5? I have a number picked. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, the number is 6.
Number 6. Song number 6 from Eastern Suns. Hit it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it goes get
your mind
open.
Get your mind open. Get your mind, get your mind. Get your mind, get your mind open. Lyrics spoken, gonna get your mind open. Corruption, deception, BS and lies. It's all around, stop closing your eyes. And get your mind, get your mind open.
Lyrics spoken, gonna get your mind open.
A lot of people that don't know me, and even some that do, think I'm the quiet type. Well, it's probably true. So when I wild out, they sit and wonder why. But just because I'm quiet doesn't mean I'm shy. Maybe I just got a lot on my mind, alright. Maybe I just like to keep it bottled inside, alright. Maybe I just speak when I feel it's time, alright. Maybe I'm expressing myself.
myself through the rhymes, alright? So if you ever ask for my opinion, make sure that you're prepared to sit down and listen. It's not about right or wrong, that's why I write this song. We gotta understand our differences so we can get along. Come on, people, there's no such thing as good and evil. We all got both, it's just most are not equal. You gotta focus and try to see through all the BS and lies that they feed you. You can't let folks just try to deceive you. Not everything told on both sides can be true. The pen is mightier than the sword, but the TV is mightier than the pen. Once again, I said the pen is mightier than the sword, but the TV, my friends, is mightier than the pen. I watch the news, though, as entertainment, but don't always believe everything that they're saying, cause they got agendas and gotta get their payments. Sometimes they report news, sometimes they make it. Attempt to control lives, make you change thoughts, but my mind's too dirty to be brainwashed. Critically is how I'm gonna stay thinking, cause everyone lies, even honest they blinking. Get your mind, good, get your mind open. Get your mind, good, get your mind. Get your mind, good, get your mind open. Lyrics spoken gonna get your mind open. Corruption, deception, BS and lies, it's all around, stop closing your eyes. And get your mind, good, get your mind open. Lyrics spoken gonna get your mind open.
Open,
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 good, get your mind
open.
Open,
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 good, get your mind open.
Name of the song?
That is Mind Open.
Mind Open from Eastern Suns. The answer to Valerie from Valerie from New York's question: will she be spending time on the East Coast or the West Coast? She's currently here in Seattle as part of the Striking 12 show that's at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. And we have to do this sort of a lightning round of divination interpretation. So quickly, Valerie, was there anything that jumped out at you and immediately said East or West?
I reacted to two things. I heard a lyric that said the pen is mightier than a sword, but TV is mightier than the pen.
Yeah.
Which I don't really agree with, but since the headquarters of most of TV is on the West Coast, that seems like a West Coast omen to me.
Mm. I was thinking along those same lines. What do you guys think?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, that maybe there's no right or wrong answer. You know, it's fairly subjective looking through the context of, what you're striving for and what, you know, what your priorities are there. Yeah.
I was thinking get your mind open means that maybe you're trying to rush a decision and that maybe it's about you being open-minded and letting it unfold.
Yeah.
And it'll become clear to you.
Nice.
The only other line that jumped out at me was the corruption, deceptions all around. Like, it's not like there's a way that there's a grass is always greener kind of thing that, maybe that it seems like, oh, this town is, you know, it's a hard town. It's corruption, full of lies, or it's shallow or whatever. And then you go someplace else, looks glamorous and real and true. But then you get there and you realize that's not the case. So, you know, it is. I think keep your mind open and follow the natural flow. But, keep
your
mind on the TV.
You guys are wise.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Do you like this show? I do. And I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. For more on Radio 8 Ball, please visit our site at www.radio8ball.com. I'd like to thank
Eastern Suns, Kimberly Auerbach,
and of course, our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.